गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रज भूमि वृंदावन धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय, जमुना मई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय। पतित पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। उपस्थित भक्त वृंद की जय। ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण कृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमती राधानाथ स्वामी नामने। So few words about Kirtan I want to speak. You can imagine how often you get to participate in Kirtan. Any idea? What is your frequency? What is your frequency of participating in Kirtan? You can tell how often you participate in Kirtan? I want to have a specific answer. How often do you get chance to participate in Kirtan? Once in a week? Pakka, every week you are participating? Okay, what about you? Once or twice what?
Kirtan.
How often do you participate in Kirtan? Very clearly answer you should give. Once in a month?
Week.
Once in a week. Anybody else? No regularity. What about you? You said once in a week?
No. Once in 15 days.
Once in 15 days. What about you?
Twice a week.
What about you?
Once
in 15 days.
Live Kirtan?
Kirtan means Kirtan. Live, live, not live. Live. You are sitting in the devotees' company. Somebody is playing mridang, somebody is playing singing, reading. That kind of Kirtan I am saying. I am not saying on television, on video, internet. I am talking about you participating in an active Kirtan in a group of devotees. What is the definition of Kirtan? What is the definition of Kirtan? Coming together and chanting the holy name of the Lord is called Kirtan, right? Sankirtan, whatever. It is chanting of the holy name of the Lord along with devotees, not individually. When you do it individually, it is called Japa. When you do it together with instruments and with devotees, one of the essential ingredient of Sankirtan is devotees. Otherwise it becomes your japa, right? Why I'm asking all this question to you? I want to just tell you that it is very rare even now to come together and chant Hare Krishna. That is the point I want to drive to you. It's not that at every single day like you eat thrice a day without fail. Do you fail to eat thrice a day?
No.
Nobody fails to eat. Everybody properly eats thrice a day. With proper plan. This proper planning is there, proper activity is there, and then we properly eat the food. Like that we don't have Kirtan schedule. We have Japa schedule. And Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan. So whenever Kirtan starts, we should not be told by everybody, please sing, please participate, please don't look here and there, please put your heart, please be focused. It should be automatic. As soon as Kirtan starts, one should be automatically dropping everything and participating into Kirtan. But our nature is, if the sound system is being arranged, we start looking there. If somebody is shooting, we start looking there. If somebody comes, we look there. If children come, we look at them. Except the holy name, we attend to each and every thing around us. Is that true? So please make it a point that it is very rare to have devotees come together, because we do not stay in temple. In temple, there is every day 5 times opportunity. Mangal Aarti, Guru Aarti, Sandhya Aarti, Afternoon Aarti, festival, Sunday festival, another festival. There is so much of opportunity that they are most of the time in Kirtan only. Then Japa, then Bhagavatam, then service, full time engagement is there. We are Grahasthas, we are staying outside. We don't have the opportunity to get Kirtan so often that you may do Kirtan in the home, but your husband and you are doing Aarti and two of you are singing. But 25 devotees, 50 devotees, 100 devotees is a very rare opportunity. So more the number of devotees you are with, you have to be conscious that this is a rare opportunity. And I should have an inbuilt circuit within myself. When that starts, immediately I participate wholeheartedly. No one needs to be told to you that, no one should tell you that now Kirtan is starting, now please focus, now please repeat, now please sing loudly, now please participate. It should be our conditioning. If we are convinced that Harinam Sankirtan is the only method of this Yuga, this is only Yuga Dharma, then we should not have to be told again. When exam comes closer, people keep telling you again and again, exam is coming closer, exam is coming closer. Once date is declared, you know exam is coming closer. You become more and more serious. So, how much ever we speak about this Kirtan, it is less only. It is not meant to point out faults in you or this thing. You have to keep speaking and keep speaking and keep speaking and help everyone to become more and more and more serious about this process. One line you keep in mind: when Kirtan starts, switch everything off and keep only one thing on, that is Kirtan. And don't let you get disturbed by anything else but Kirtan. Anybody has any question in this? Any doubts, any comments? Anybody has any comments on this? Hare Krishna. Yes, you have any question? It's a very... Very good question. Good you asked me that question. That is the very point we are trying to discuss over here. That in the process of Kirtan, the hero of the whole activity is who? The holy name. The holy name is the hero of the Kirtan and no one else. All the things that are there in the Kirtan which are necessary ingredients are just accompaniments, sahayak, assistants. Whether it is kartal, whether it is mridanga, whether well played mridanga or not played played mridanga, well played kartal or not well played kartal, dancing is also essential participant of the Kirtan. But that is not the focus. Even in dancing, what should be our mood? That my body movements are supposed to be a sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. Usually I move my body for my own self. Now all the movements of my body are going to be meant for only the pleasure of the Lord. How people dance is not important. What is the bhava of their dance is important. So some may be very graceful and well trained and very gracious and very gentle in their steps of dancing. Very coordinative, very well coordinated symphony may be there in dancing. And some people don't know anything. Their step may be totally out of the rhythm. It's possible. And some people may be dancing nicely in groups, nice, aage piche, beautifully. Or some people may dance haphazardly. All these things are not important. What is important is the holy name. And our austerity in Kirtan is to keep focus on the holy name and not to get distracted. That is the whole purpose. What is the biggest austerity of Kali Yuga? To chant attentively the holy name of the Lord. There is no other austerity. No Ekadashi Vrata, no fasting Nirjala on Janmashtami and Nirjala Ekadashi, and not keeping fast and going to Himalayas, not walking barefoot, and not taking cold bath in the winter, not taking hot bath in the summer. These are austerities, but they are not important compared to the austerity of focusing on the holy name while we are chanting the holy name. So it's an effort. It is an effort to remain focused on the holy name. And my dear friends, please note down, this is the only life you have got, to try and focus on the holy name. No second chance will be given. There is no guarantee of anything. Even Jad Bharat, after reaching a bhava stage, is so close to Krishna, had to become a deer. Jad Bharat even never dreamt also that he will become a deer. He was so close to Krishna. But even that stage brought him down to a level of becoming a deer again. He had to pass the whole life of deer and then he became Jad Bharat. And that time he was damn serious. He didn't want to get distracted with any damn thing in the world. He appeared to be not getting trained for anything. He appeared to be mad. Of course, he is a Paramahamsa. You don't want to imitate him. But the principle you can take. He was so much realized at that time that he did not want to get distracted with anything. Even if they called him a fool number one, useless number one, duffer number one, he didn't mind. He kept his focus because he had paid the price for not being focused. For a moment he was not focused, and then whole life remaining was defocused. And that led him to become a deer. It's a serious thing. You just imagine yourself now that you are becoming deer next lifetime. Just imagine now for a few minutes and see how you will feel. Such an opportunity you had as a human being, such a facility you had, such a chance you had. But we lost it because we didn't take it seriously. Again, my dear friends, I want to reiterate, this is the only chance we have got. That's why I again and again beg you, sometimes angrily, sometimes sarcastically, sometimes lovingly, but I keep doing that at the cost of you feeling bad about me. But I don't mind it because I know I'm driving a point which is very important for you, very essential for you. The usual thing in the material world is what? Get distracted. Usual thing. Do time pass. Just waste time, right? Exactly opposite is spiritual life. Every time we come together, it's a precious time. And we should not get defocused. When we are together, we should not just do things which are we can do otherwise also when we are not together. When we come together, we should try to take the full benefit of being together and taking advantage of each other's association in Krishna consciousness. For example, now when I am speaking, what will distract you most? Tell me. Sleep. Already some of you are getting ready to get lost into sleep. So if you are aware of this factor that very soon I am going to get knocked down by sleep, what you should do? Simple. Feeling sleepy is not surprising. But what you do after you feel sleepy is important. And everyone must be that much determined. This is going to happen to me and I don't want to let me happen this. Everything is consciousness ultimately. What your body is not important. Where your consciousness is, what do you want actually? What is your effort to remain Krishna conscious, to remain focused? Is what is counted. If you have a disease, if you have a problem, and you are going to fall asleep and you are going to fall down, this is the nature of the body. The material nature is overpowering, right? Hare Krishna. Material nature is very overpowering. That's not surprising. But what are we doing when that problem comes? Is what is counted by Krishna. When you fall asleep, Krishna is not going to get surprised. But when you fall asleep and you stand up and make an effort to be awake, that Krishna is going to note down. So what is the biggest austerity for a speaker? Such a challenge for him to keep his enthusiasm up when everybody is sleeping. Right? The audience is 5,000, he can afford to have 4,500 sleeping, still 500 awake. At least his enthusiasm is going on. The audience is 25 and 20 are sleeping. Then what happens? Right? So if you feel sleepy, please stand up. Huh? What is the secret of Shukadev Swami's 7 days Bhagavatam? Attentiveness of Parikshit Maharaj. The glory is not of Shukadev actually. The glory is of Parikshit. What if at the fifth day, second session, half session of fifth day, Parikshit said, Maharaj, neend aa rahi hai. So Shukadev said, would have said, okay, go and take a break. I also will take a break. But it was not like that. To the utter surprise of everybody, including Shukadev, Parikshit Maharaj was more and more and more getting enthusiastic as the time was passing. Law of nature says, if you more time you are hungry, not slept, not gone to toilet, not taken any break, you are supposed to be more and more tired. This law of nature says. But exactly opposite things were happening. When he was speaking 5.5 days, and 6th day, and 6.5 day, and 7.5 day, every time he was getting more and more and more enthusiastic. So if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami is congratulating Parikshit Maharaj again and again in between. Thank you so much for your wonderful question. Because you are expected to be tired now. And you are asking a new question right now. So much enthusiasm. Please tell me about this Krishna. Where he was born? What happened? How he did things? Who are the gopis? Who are the devotees? Asking so many questions. Prompting Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Maharaj to answer in details. Read Bhagavatam in sequence, you will come to know. The eagerness of Parikshit Maharaj was defeating laws of nature also. And that is why today you and me have Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a product of somebody's extraordinary eagerness to hear. And he has done the austerity of being extraordinarily eager, and the Bhagavatam is produced for you. And is being described to you now. And what is happening? You are sleeping. You think about it. I am not trying to criticize you. I am trying to tell you. Think about all these things. These are all precious things of life. Very precious things of human life. And we learn to value those things. Then those things will be available to you in more and more abundance. If you do not value those things, then you will keep on losing all those things. Although you are in the middle of all those things. If the pravachan is going on and a bed bug is biting the speaker, because bed bug's consciousness is to just bite and get the blood. Whether Srimad Bhagavatam is being spoken or whether a great thing, how to earn money is being spoken, doesn't matter for him. His focus is to bite the king and get the blood. So even if you are in the middle of something, for a bed bug to be in the company of 100 devotees who are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam is a great opportunity. He is in the middle of all that thing. The environment is engulfing him of Srimad Bhagavatam. He may not understand anything, but he's in the middle of that consciousness which is affecting him because he's as a soul. But because the bed bug's body is trying to focus on sucking the blood of the speaker, even though he's in the middle of something, he will not get benefited. Right? These examples are given many times. We may be in the middle of so many things, but if our mind is not there, the benefit is not there. So whenever Srimad Bhagavatam is being spoken, what I would request you, first try to be grateful to Parikshit Maharaj. It is because of him this is brought to you. If he was not there, it wouldn't have been brought to you. In a precise, concise manner, within 7 days, how much planning must have been done by Shukadeva Maharaj? Just imagine. He had an ocean of knowledge. And he was told, you have 7 days. Whatever you have to tell, take out from it and give it to this man. He is going to die in 7 days. He would have loved to go on narrating about Radharani and Krishna in Barsana. But he had no time. He was told, this much time, You decide what you want to tell him and tell the best to him, like the ghee from the milk. You can give 1 liter of milk, but you have chance to give only 2 spoons of ghee. And he had extracted properly the 2 spoons of ghee from 1 liter of milk and he has given to Shuk Parikshit Maharaj. It's not a natural, it's an effort, please understand. When a person speaks, when Radhanath Maharaj speaks, you may feel, why he needs to prepare? He has been speaking for the last 35, 40 years now. All scriptures he has read from behind. What is there to prepare? But every single time Radhanath Swami is preparing. If you tell him to give class, say in Nandgaon, suddenly Maharaj, you have to give class, other Swamis are not giving class. So Maharaj will take 5 minutes out. I have been witnessing it for years together now. He will take 5 minutes out, he take out his diary and pen, go behind a tree and write down what he wants to tell people now. And they will come in front and each and every point he will narrate. Because I stand behind him, I see how he is covering each and every point. If there is Bhagavatam class and Sunday feast class, he will not meet anybody between Bhagavatam and Sunday feast. He will meet after the class a little bit and he will disappear. And 2 hours he is preparing for Sunday feast class. Years after years he is talking Sunday feast class, but he is every time preparing and speaking. So don't think it is just like, gappa marani hota na, gappa marani. Just come and sit and just chat, It's not like that. Because the speaker understands that whatever I speak can change the direction of the audience. Their life can be changed. If I speak with utter focus, utter concentration, with compassion in the heart, with prayer in the heart, with a plan, it may change the direction of the course of life of our audience. It's not ordinary. Okay, one class I will just speak, blah, 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 blah. How does it matter? I'm giving 1,500 classes up till now. One class goes here and there, who cares? But every class, every speech has a potency to redirect or to hasten the speed of one's progress to Krishna. Is that right? So please do that, because life is very short. All of us are getting old. Our bodies are getting withered away. They are getting diseased. Nobody is getting young here, day by day. We are all under the influence of time. We are all getting old. Diseases are setting up inside our life. Energy levels are going down. Focus is decreasing. Enthusiasm is decreasing as the body is getting old. You agree with me? Are you getting more enthusiastic and more energetic day by day? That means more and more, less time will be available to you in the future. Is that right? So much time is going in raising family, earning money, looking after this deceasing body. How much time is available to you? And in that time, if you come together, how much focused one should be? That is the mood we should have whenever we come together. Whether it's counseling meeting for 2 hours a day, whether it's picnic for one day or 2 days, the mood should be how much I can extract by my own progress in Krishna consciousness. And as you are again answering to your question, whether it's a kirtan activity or a japa activity, the focus has to be on holy name. And by the way, in our whole life also, whether you are cooking at home or working in the office, making money, whether you are traveling somewhere, all this time, actually speaking, the focus has to be on the holy name. Because if you learn to keep your focus all the time on Krishna, when time of death will come, your focus may remain on Krishna. Because whole life you have been practicing to keep it on Krishna. Otherwise, whatever you have prominently kept your focus on in this life, that will be your focus at the moment of death. Please understand. The consciousness at the moment of death is the sum total of all the consciousness prevailing in your life. All throughout your life, where your consciousness has prevailed, the sum total of that, essence of that, will be your consciousness at the moment of death. This is law of nature. So if you have practiced yourself to keep your focus on Krishna constantly, in all the challenging conditions, changing conditions of your life, then there is a hope that maybe your focus will be on Krishna at the moment of death. And even then, if you have practiced whole life, still, your pain at the moment of death, your other attractions, other distractions, whatever you have, will still lose the game. So you can imagine, time is short, target is very heavy. Time is very short, target is very heavy, very difficult to achieve. So how much more serious we must be in that case? If you really know this, how much more serious we must be? How can we afford to be distracted? Not possible. 16 rounds we chanting every day. How many rounds we are attentive to? All of us know our own story. Koribe dukher nivedana. Bolibo dukher katha. This is daily dukher katha. How many rounds are attentive? Nobody knows. Oh, by the way, everybody knows. Everybody knows how many rounds are attentive. In such a condition, if you have to leave our life and then attain focus on Krishna at the moment of death, see how difficult the target is. If you are serious now, you have some hope in the future. If you are not serious now, your future is already bleak by the power of your actions now. So take this very seriously. Very seriously, our purpose of coming together is every time to become more serious than before in this particular meeting which is happening now. How we can become more serious in Krishna consciousness? How we can be aware of time is passing and time is less, and how much more I have to be effortful in becoming focused on Krishna? And second thing is gratitude. Everybody is awake fully? Gratitude is one quality which everyone must have, because all the other anarthas can be destroyed by the power of gratitude. If we have many anarthas, many faults, many bad qualities, but if we are grateful for what we have received, then Krishna becomes very attracted to you. For example, now you have come here in Vada. How many of you have done efforts to organize this event? How many of you have done efforts to organize this event? Raise your hand. No? For this picnic, how many of you have organized, put your efforts in organization? Only one person, right? Sometimes two persons, sometimes three persons. And then how many of you have assisted him finally to get things over here and plan things over here? How many of you have assisted him? Maybe Rishikesh has brought sound system, I think. Right? Something like that. But maybe one or two or one or three, two three persons have done all efforts, and all of you are just recipients of the arrangements, right? The breakfast discussion, the venue discussion, the conviction, the motivation, repeated calls, discussion about it, getting it happen, declaring the date, timings and communication, and so many SMSs, bring umbrella, bring torch, right? So much effort has gone into this. That's why this is being realized today. What we are now here and getting the dosa and masala dosa and chutney in the morning is somebody has done the effort for you. And what is the motivation of that person to do all these things? It's simply to please you, right? So the first and foremost thing, you have to be grateful. If somebody is doing selflessly, without any gain, any motivation for that, no, I will get something. Without anything of that sort, somebody, Prabhuji, you have to stand up if you are feeling sleepy, sorry. So, someone has already done the effort to get you here. More than that, if Radha Gopinath temple wouldn't have developed this whole project, even if you had would have planned, he must have a good dream that I will take you to a place where no sin is performed, it's full of nature, at the same time you get dosa in the morning for breakfast and cow's milk in the morning and have a good dream. But it may not be still possible, right? I was telling my wife in the morning, just in 600 rupees, you come to a place in a guest house where nobody has ever done illicit sex, nobody has ever taken intoxication, nobody has taken meat or gambled. No sinful man has come and performed sinful activities. Will you get any hotel like this in India today or abroad? You may pay 5,000 rupees per day. Find me a place where nobody has had illicit sex, nobody has drunk wine or drugs, nobody has eaten meat. Find me one place, the highest amount of money. Each and every place you go today, the only difficulty that we have is that vibration is so negative. All kinds of sinful activities are performed there. Most 5-star, 7-star hotels, you pay huge amount of money, but each room has been used for sense gratification in sinful activity way. Here in only 600 rupees, we get a beautiful, naturally made room where nobody has ever done any sinful activities. Nice facilities, cool breeze, fully grown, blossomed nature around you, fresh air. Devotees in number of 160, 200, 350 people are staying over here, performing sadhana. So will there be a possibility of a place like this unless somebody has worked hard day and night, envisaged, raised funds and worked hard? 110 highly graduated, highly educated people are staying over here and managing the whole place. So how much grateful you should feel that somebody has worked hard to create an atmosphere for us where we can come and enliven ourselves and increase our Krishna consciousness. So gratitude works like that. We have to always think, so many things we have to be grateful to. Right? All our plans to be happy can be destroyed if things go wrong. So that is why we have to learn to be grateful to each and everybody so that our life is successful. Otherwise, we're not grateful to our wife, our husbands, or to our family members, to Krishna, to devotees, to Guru Maharaj, to Shiksha Guru. We don't learn to be grateful, then whatever we have received will be gone from our hands. When we value something and we are grateful for that, those things are preserved with you. They don't leave you. When you don't value things that you have and you only find faults, then those things which are available to you by mercy of Krishna are taken away from you. So let us meditate on this particular virtue of being grateful. But once you are grateful, you can be happy. Who is grateful? Who is humble? And who is not proud? Only that person can be grateful. If you are proud, you say, what is there? I came at 8 o'clock, I couldn't find milk here. I came at 9 o'clock, only cold dosa came. You can say so many things, even in that also. That means you feel you deserve much more than that. What is gratitude? When you feel you deserve, don't deserve so much, you feel grateful very easily. When you think you are deserving so many things, you are so highly have developed personality, you deserve so much. That time you can't be grateful. But when you are humble and you feel, I don't deserve so much, but I am getting so much. That is gratitude. So gratitude is a very important virtue. It will attract attention of Krishna to you. It will make your life very rich and very gorgeous, and very attractive for Krishna to look at. It will attract the attention of Radharani to you. So Radharani is emblem of gratefulness. Grace and gratefulness. She is grateful for all the things what Lalita does for her, what Vishakha does for her, what Krishna does for her, what Vrindavan Bhumi does for her, what every demigod does for her to create an atmosphere in Vrindavan Dham. So she is emblem of that. And she is most dear to Krishna. So you become grateful for the company of devotees that you are receiving, then you will become very dear to Krishna. In the middle of unlimited faults that we have, still one quality of gratefulness will destroy all the anarthas in your heart. So try to be genuinely grateful for whatever we have. We may not have something which we want to have, but whatever we have, we should be grateful. We should think, this is what I deserve. That's why I'm getting this. Why should I dream for something which I don't deserve? Whatever we are getting, whatever kind of body, whatever beauty, whatever money, whatever opulence, whatever facilities we deserve, we are getting. Krishna will not give anything less than what you deserve. You may want something more than what you deserve, but Krishna will not give you anything less than what you deserve. But we are always hankering for that which we don't deserve. Those who are not prime ministers today want to become prime ministers. And one guy is a prime minister. It's like that only. Once you become grateful for your situation around you, immediately you become peaceful. You think you want more and you need more and you deserve more, you are unhappy. Is that right? When you think that you should have more than what you have, you are immediately unpeaceful. Your peace is gone. But if you think, thank you very much, whatever I have, I'm very happy and grateful. And if you think, whatever I have, I don't even deserve that, you'll be in bliss. If you think that you never deserved this, you'll be in bliss. So this is the secret of Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, you think that I don't deserve this company of these devotees. I'm in the material world. I should be surrounded by sinful people, actually. But I'm surrounded by devotees. Like I went to UK. I was very grateful to Ramcharan Prabhu that you are with me. Because if you are not with me, my mind would ponder on so many things. Because you were always there with me, I was under check. Even if I'm thinking something wrong, I will think, oh, what if he comes to know what I'm thinking? So I would not even think like that, you know. What if he will see what I'm seeing? What I should not see, I'm seeing, and he is seeing what I'm seeing. So I will not see what I'm supposed to see and I want to see. How much a company of devotee helps you, knowingly, unknowingly? When you are sleeping in the night, you may jolly well think, now I will dream something which I should not dream. If a devotee is next to you, you will feel, oh, I should not do this. Maybe I will speak something nonsense in the dream and my fellow devotee will hear what he will think about me. So I will not even think like that, I should get such a dream. What you see in the daytime, which you can't enjoy, you want to enjoy in the dream. Right? So are there any questions on these points? You have a cordless microphone?
Yes.
Okay. How this is working? Is it a battery? Chargeable. So any question, please ask. Whatever we deserve, we are getting. That we should be convinced with. We may be unhappy with whatever we are getting. We should ultimately, the highest level of consciousness, is to be happy with whatever you get. Because we have to understand that Krishna will not give me anything which I don't deserve. How will he give me which I don't deserve? Maybe because of my past karma, maybe because of my desire that I have done in my this life or past life. Somewhere I have desired something. The result of that, Krishna is giving exactly what you deserve. We should say, okay. Now let me think about what I should desire. Accordingly, change my desires. And then Krishna will give you something else. If you say that, even if I get less money, I don't mind. But I would like to stay in a place which is fully Krishna conscious. Krishna may give you that. Or if you say, I don't mind even getting less devotee association, but I would like to have more facilities. Then Krishna will give you that accordingly. At times, what you think is more important is to go and make the fortune for the future. And then you come to know whatever I have also I lost because in the process. Right? This happens many times. You don't realize that. Or you don't even imagine that, oh, this will be lost if I go there. But afterwards you come to know, oh, I didn't even imagine that this will be lost if I go there. But we are learning in life. Everything actually is a result of our past desire. Everything, every single thing. Today we are here because we desired to be here. And somebody planned on that. So we are here today. It's a long meditation. And we have to come here. We have to go to a picnic. We have to go. This long meditation has resulted into being over here. But a result of a desire. Today we chant Hare Krishna because someday we got convinced that we should chant Hare Krishna. And goal of life is to attend Krishna. And so we are today here chanting Hare Krishna. 16 rounds in the morning without doing anything else, without watching television, without reading newspaper, without sitting, looking into mobile, what the latest news is, or SMS are. We chanted 16 rounds. It is a result of our long standing meditation. What you are wearing today on your body is also a result of meditation of desire. Is that right? Is that dress came falling on your body one fine morning? No. What is there? Tell me. What one thing you tell me which is not based on desire? Everything is based on desire. What I am wearing today also is a plan. What I put in the bag yesterday, what was washed, what is not washed, what is good looking, not good looking, worth wearing, not worth wearing. Among devotees, what is suitable, not suitable. There's a lot of planning is there in that. If you go deep in my bag, you will see there is a lighter, there is an agarbatti also. Because I want to put agarbatti in the night before I sleep. So everything is a plan. And what's happening with you is a result of that desire and the plan. Yes.
Something will come even if you don't desire.
It has to be desired. You must have forgotten desire. Which Lord doesn't forget.
Even sometimes, but then...
Suppose you don't deserve the association of pure devotee, for example. Some pure devotee you are not desired, this should be my guru. And suddenly appears in your life. Somewhere in the past you have desired, I want a pure devotee. And you must have forgotten after that. So many other desires are overwhelmed by desire. But Lord doesn't forget your desire. And you may feel, I don't deserve this. I never desired this. How I got it? It's never like that.
Let's say I have an accident. I don't desire an accident.
You don't desire. But there's something called as deservedness also. No? Your today's situation is a result of desire and deservedness. I desire to become Prime Minister. But I'm not a Prime Minister still. I have to work on that and get deservedness. Deserve that. Then desire and deservedness will make me Prime Minister one day.
We are
because of both. Our current life is a result of our desire and our deservedness. Both together.
That part,
deservedness is not here. Yeah, so deservedness is your qualification. Whether you are qualified for that. I want to eat gulab jam today. But I am not maybe qualified to do that. I may be deserving to eat karela today.
Same way
is the misery. Same misery. Misery, happiness, both come based on desire. You don't desire for miseries, but your actions make you deserve for that misery. Nobody desires or plans for misery. Nobody plans, I will go undergo accident now and break my 5 bones. Nobody plans like that. But we may go enjoy a party, get drunk and drive a car, and as a result, what will happen? Accident may take place. Yes, our actions make our qualification. Your desire will make you do actions. Fulfilled by Krishna. 100% fulfilled by Krishna. What is Krishna consciousness? I read a purport. No. We are trained to have no material desires. No selfish desires. We are supposed to be trained for having no material ulterior desires. I gave class in Bahrain, and I read one line in the purport of Prabhupada. He says the whole Krishna conscious movement is ultimately a thought. What a golden line Prabhupada wrote. I spoke long time on that line. The whole essence of Krishna conscious movement is actually a thought. What was the thought? On the bench of Tomkins Square Park, Prabhupada was sitting alone. An old man was sitting next to him on a bench. And he had just arrived in USA. There was no temple, no house to stay, no money, no food to eat. Nothing was there. And Prabhupada said to that old man, he said, "Who are you? From where you have come? What is your mission?" So Prabhupada said, "There will be hundreds of temples. There will be thousands of devotees. And there will be millions of books distributed." Well, there was nothing. So jolly well the old man could have thought, he's a crazy man, you know. He has come from India. He looks very weird. He's very old. And he's talking about hundreds of temples, thousands of devotees and millions of books distributed. It was just a thought. Along with the thought was conviction that this has to happen. And this will happen. And I will at least work hard to make this happen. And when he left, there were 108 temples, 10,000 disciples, and So many millions of books were already sold. But what happened after event? After event, today, there are 6 times more temple and maybe hundreds of times more devotees and maybe thousands of times more books are distributed. After he left, see the power of a desire, power of a thought. So your life also today is a result of your thought. That you have thought that I want to live in material world, independent of Krishna. So you are here today. Huh? Yes.
Then how you can tell, I mean, sometimes you say that we don't deserve, but still we get a very, very special mercy. We call it as a causeless mercy. So what about that?
These terminologies are applicable only in spiritual life, by the way. Only when you become devotee, this causeless mercy falls upon you. And the devotee really genuinely feels, I never thought about it, never deserved it, but see, it has come. Especially when you get initiation from Guru. You never think that we have deserved this. I have qualified for this. I worked for this. My actions were qualifying me for having this action. I did all these rules and regulations. I fulfilled all this. I must get initiation. Right? So this causeless mercy is a terminology in the only spiritual world and the devotee world. And it's true also. There is such a thing called causeless mercy, by the way. Even though whatever we have discussed is true, but there is such a thing also, what is causeless mercy, which you really don't deserve. But when you think that you don't deserve, when you are actually humble. If you think, I deserve this, some people think, I deserve to meet with Guru Maharaj and talk to him. Why only they are meeting with Guru Maharaj? I feel I don't deserve anything. Whatever I get is a bonus. You make very fast progress in Krishna consciousness. So gratitude, agar aana hai, toh humility has to be there. Then only you feel grateful. And then only in your life, causeless mercy terminology will be applicable. Otherwise, you will feel, what is this? Everything I deserved. What is causeless in this? It is me who deserve everything. Nothing causeless in this. But a genuine devotee always feels whatever he is receiving Krishna consciousness is causeless only. It's like Guru Maharaj gives you initiation. You may say, I have chanted 3 years. I chanted 16 rounds for 3 full years. I followed regulative principles. I attended counseling meetings. I went to yatras. I served. I did so many things. So I am not qualified for initiation. But still more genuine a devotee will think, although I have done all these things, still he is accepting me as disciple, his causeless mercy upon me. Why should he also accept me? Accepting me means accepting all my sins of many lifetimes. Why should he accept? What obligation he has? Even if I do all the regulations I fulfill, still he is not obliged to take all your karmas. Not only of this lifetime, many lifetimes behind. How much suffering is there? I did one yajna in one place where the people were not devotees. Believe me. Please listen to this carefully. One yajna I did for somebody who were not devotees. The devotees' relatives. I suffered for 3 days. And I was discussing with senior devotees. Why is this happening to me? No desire to chant Hare Krishna. So much moroseness. So much lack of enthusiasm. No one want to get up only. So much down, we are so low. So he said, when you do yajnas, you also have to partake some karmas. It's not free of charge. Why the Brahmin is given dakshina? It's for that, as a gratitude. This is dakshina from my side. So one yajna somewhere here and there, some karma transfer here and there, so disturbed I am. But here officially, Guru Maharaj takes you under his care and takes all your karma, and then him, then her, then him, then her, then hundreds of people are there, all karmas is accepting, and he's suffering perpetually for that. He is not committing any sinful activity in life, and he is suffering from so much disease, so much of incapacitation, so much weakness, so much of problems in life, right? Just imagine, why should one do that for anybody else in life? I have perfected my life. It's enough for me to go back to Godhead. Why others need to go back to Godhead? Let them work hard and get qualified, no? But Guru Maharaj doesn't think like that. If there's any iota of capacity I have got, I will take more and more sinful reactions of people. Vasudev Datta, he was crying for many days. And then Mahaprabhu Chaitanya came to Mamgachi. So So he said, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, I want to talk to you. Since many days I want to talk to you. He said, what do you want to talk to me? He said, I see these people suffering in the world. And I know they are suffering because of their past sinful activities. And my heart breaks. Even if they deserve to suffer, my heart breaks to see them suffer the reactions of the sinful activities. Please, my Lord, I have one request. Would you fulfill? He said, Vasudev, whatever you say, I will fulfill. Such a genuine devotee of mine. He said, my Lord, I have one request. That let each and every living entity, not human beings, each and every Atma which is there suffering now in the material world in variety of bodies, let them all go back to Godhead. And let their sinful reactions all come upon me. So I will suffer for them, instead of them, perpetually, eternally. So that they all can enjoy with you in Golok Vrindavan. I cannot imagine how somebody can think like this. And it's not just a lip talk, you know. It's not just a dialogue. Wow, sab log taali maare. Wow. Kya baat hai, mashallah, wow. He's serious about it. He's not talking a dialogue. He's not a politician who's talking in a sabha of Lok Sabha elections. He has to make such statements, you know. Fantastic statements. We'll be people clapping for 10 minutes. He's talking genuine, one-to-one, to Mahaprabhu Chaitanya. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya said, just because you desired, I'm going to take all of them back to Godhead. But you will not have to suffer the reactions. You will also will come back with me. How can I make you, person like you, suffer in the material world for the reactions of those people whom I'm going to take back to Godhead? I'll take all of them back to Godhead because of your desire, and I will take you also. That means what? I will nullify all their sinful reactions just because you desired. Just because you think like this. I nullify with my own power all the sinful reactions of all the people who are existing now in this world. That is why all the living entities who existed then went back to Godhead at the end of their lives. Everybody went. Why? One thought. Hare Krishna. One thought of Vasudev Datta. One thought. Where I want to suffer for them. And let them go back to Godhead. By that one thought, nothing else happened. Lord just decided, delete. He pressed the button, delete. Everybody got deleted with their sinful reactions and they went back to Godhead. Just imagine. Because he's applying and talking to a person who is capable of doing that. He's not talking Tom, Dick and Harry on the road. He knew where the application to be put. He knew who can be the signing authority. And the way he presented, it impressed upon that personality. And immediately he deleted everything. So who all benefited? Everybody else in the world benefited by that one thought process, which was genuine, coming from the bottom of the heart. And who was he? Incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Chaitanya said, you are Prahlad, my Lord, my dear Vasudev, you are Prahlad yourself. This is causeless mercy. No insect that time thought, I will go back to Godhead. Not even one insect knew that he is suffering because of his past reactions. They were just sucking blood of everybody else. They didn't know anything. But suddenly at the end of life, at the mosquito life, they were back to Godhead suddenly. Hare? From mosquito to back to Godhead, suddenly what happened? Somebody desired. I don't even know that person. Who is he? I want to meet him, but I don't even know who is he. He desired for us. Like that, we didn't even know Prabhupada. Prabhupada desired for us. Everybody should go back to Godhead. That's why today we are here chanting Hare Krishna. Because he is taking so many of karmas, we just compensate in a little way as gratitude. We can't actually compensate for that, actually speaking. It's like by giving dakshina to Guru, can you compensate for what sins he has taken from you? Can you even imagine that I am compensating him enough, by the way? So what if he has taken the karma? So much I have given to him. It's just a gesture that we are thankful to you. For whatever you have done, we are thankful to you. And this is what little gold, one cow, whatever cloth, something, some currency, we give in our capacity. But a poor man, can he actually compensate Guru Maharaj? Or a rich man, can he compensate with all his wealth? No.
Guru Maharaj
Anybody, all Brahmins or Purohit, everybody. Unless or until you compensate them within your capacity with grateful heart, you will not get the full benefit of the yajna karma. Yajna karma is not complete till you give dakshina. And giving dakshina is not that, see, I have given 1,500 rupees to him. Such a big donation I have given to him.
Whenever you are doing particular yajna, you are getting the creation.
Definitely. Definitely, 100%. Even when we go for, by the way, even if you, when we go for shraddhana, what is the rule of shraddha? That Brahmin has to come. A genuine Brahmin has to come and eat the shraddha patra. Why? Because when a Brahmin eats shraddha patra, he partakes of the karma of the person who has deceased, who has died. So Goswamiji of Nandagaon told me that we don't go to shraddha patra. So I said, maybe some great reason must be there. So why you don't go? He told me honestly, because we are rascals. That's why you don't go. Because, I just quote what he told me. He said, we are supposed to be Brahmins. We are supposed to chant every day our Gayatri Mantra and holy name of the Lord and follow all regulatory principles, become so pure that we can relieve the dyed person of his karma and make his pathway further ahead easy for him without hindrances. That's our job as a Brahmin. It's not a great privilege, it's a job. It's your duty. But because we are not doing good sadhana, we are not sure if we go there whether he will be benefited or I will be benefited. Nobody, he doesn't know that. So we avoid. We avoid. Let me complete this. So we say we avoid, he said. But actually, we are supposed to go to Shraddha Patra, accept that, accept Dakshina, and 2 days keep fast and chant whole the day, nullify all the sins that we accepted from the deceased one. And we don't have time for that. So we don't go only. Na rahega bas, na bajegi basuri. Na jayenge shraddha patra khane, na padega humko wo chanting karne ke liye. Koi zarurat hi nahi. Yes. It's not nullified, Prabhuji. We just partake some of that. A Brahmin, because he's not a guru of that person, he can't take full. It is we share, you know, like, Re, 50 kilo ka luggage hai. Re, aap 10 kilo leke jao, 10 kilo leke jao, 5 kilo leke jao, 2 kilo leke jao, 4 kilo leke jao. When we come from abroad, na UK, many people come to give luggage to you. So we say, you put 2 kilos, you put 2 kilos, you put 5 kilos. Baki, I can't take. Everything can be taken. Whatever your scope, that much you take. Aisa rehta hai wo. We are not responsible for full. Guru is responsible for full luggage. They all go to hell. Because they don't do anything, they just have to accept karmas and they all go to hell afterwards.
Somebody has to do this.
But if the Brahmins who are doing this and they take dakshina and they take karma, they don't nullify them by own sadhana, they all go to hell afterwards.
They benefit.
I have a lot of luggage with me. I have given 100 kilo to you. You have not exercised yourself to carry 100 kilos. So what happens? 100 kilo also drowns you down.
His karmic reaction of his own plus karmic reaction
of the people whom he is doing. It's not asan kaam nahi hai, Prabhuji. Achha dikhta hai, Brahman baitha hua hai, ya swaha kar raha hai, dakshina de raha hai, god mein bahut note ka jama ho raha hai uske. Achha business hai, bolega. Aur ek yajna karega to achha paisa milta hai usko. He will not get benefit unless the Brahman is really poor. 100 kilo ka vajan mere paas hai, 5 kilo aapne liya, 2 kilo wapas aaya, 2 kilo diya, 2 kilo wapas aaya, aisa ho sakta hai na? This keeps on happening because he is not pure, I am not pure, both are just sharing the burden only na? There is no sharing of good karmas and good qualities and devotion. Nobody is a devotee. So it's just a ritual. In ritual what happens? It's just roundabout. In London they say roundabout, matlab gol gol ghumne ka. No benefit. Everybody together goes down to hell. But when that Brahmin is genuine, then he accepts and he digests them and gets real benefit. That's why some people say, ki, Are, Prabhuji, aapko to aana hi hai, Prabhuji, you have to come. My desire is that you have to come. Because they feel that my father has died, my mother has died. If you come and do kirtan and eat up that prasad, my father will be benefited by your sadhana. So we have to go in a very planned way. That morning you chant your rounds very attentively, Come back and also chant attentively more rounds. Again, next morning, don't sleep by mistake also. Get up and chant. Otherwise, you will be haunted with those reactions. It's okay, kheer will to taste very nicely, samosa will taste very nicely when you eat Shraddha Patra. But it's shredded with all the karmas of that person. It's not easy.
Now, according to the scripture, most of the Kali Yuga all are Shudras.
Yeah.
Now, these are.
We are Brahmins by the mercy of our Gurudev.
Not about you. Others Brahmana who are calling themselves as a Brahmana actually means Shudra is doing all karmic. So,
there's no benefit only. What is the use of doing calling all the people? Who are smoking bidis between and asking what is the score in the match and doing swaha in between. Kitna ho gaya abhi? Century ho gaya kya? फिर आप स्कूल मंत्र बोलेगा
अभी ये जो दादर है शिवाजी पार्क में जो श्राद्ध करते
हैं सब लोग ऐसे ही है प्रभु जी
नहीं
बेनिफिट ओनली अनलेस देयर इज साधना देयर इज नो बेनिफिट इट्स नॉट बाय ट्रेनिंग ऑफ मंत्रास वी गेट बेनिफिट सब यूजलेस है इसलिए चैंट हरे कृष्ण फॉर देम दैट इज द बिगेस्ट बेनिफिट वी कैन गिव देम व्हाट यू कैन डू अबाउट इट You can chant about Hare Krishna for that also. Huh? अरे पिंडदान करेगा तो कौन कर रहे हैं पिंडदान उसके ऊपर डिपेंड है वो हाँ वही तो बोल रहे ना पिंडदान तो आप ब्राह्मण का नाम से जिसने कुल में जन्म लिया कुछ ट्रेनिंग लिया वो आएगा वो बीड़ी पीता है सिगरेट पीता है दारू पीता सब कुछ करता है लेकिन वो धनी पहन के बैठा है उसको आपने बुलाया है दक्षिणा भी दिया है वो पिंड बना के मंत्र कुछ बोल रहा है इसका मतलब वो गया क्या वॉट इज द रीजन वाई द पर्सन गेट्स डिलीवर टेल मी How the person gets delivered? By rolling one ball of black tail and rice, one gets delivered? You think so?
At least.
You all can make, also can make ball of rice and tail in the hand and say, Hari Bol, please go back to Godhead. It's not like that.
But at least my Ekdekalpi, they actually at least chant this mantra. What is that?
They all chant mechanically. They all chant mechanically without any potency, without any purity. What delivers a person is purity of the Brahmin, is not the mantra that he chants. Even if you are not a Brahmin, if you chant Hare Krishna sincerely, with purity of the heart, it may benefit. And you may chant all the mantras meticulously, perfectly, but with no purity in the heart, no benefit will be there. एक बार भी भगवान का नाम लेने से करोड़ों जन्म के पाप नष्ट होते हैं प्रोवाइडेड इट इज चैंटेड प्योरली नामाभास का मतलब क्या होता है फ्री फ्रॉम सिंस व्हाट इज नामाभास इज दिस नामाभास बट इज दिस नामाभास यू टेल मी दैट फर्स्ट When a Brahmin is doing your Shraddha Karma, is a Namabhas? No, sir. No. So, hum log kabhi kya baat kar rahe hain? Aap is context mein baat kar rahe hain. Isliye aapka jawab de raha hu main. The rule says, if you chant one time the name of Krishna, sincerely, without sin in the mind. If you chant in drunkard condition, Namabhas benefit not allowed. Please understand this. Why? Ajamil got benefit of that Harinam because that time, for that moment, he was in Namabha stage. That's why Vishnu Dvas came. Why we chant, why Vishnu Dvas don't come? You will, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, you will get benefit of relief of sinful reactions, not sinful proclivity and not Papa Bija. Understand that. What about Pap Bija and Pap Proclivity? आप जो अरे बट सिंह आपने जड़ से जमीन के ऊपर से पेड़ काट दिया फिर उगेगा वो उसका क्या अरे कंटिन्यूस ग्रोथ इज देयर सर यू कंटिन्यूस किक पटिंग कंटिन्यूस ग्रोथ इज देयर दैट्स हाउ इट गोज ऑन अरे बट व्हेन यू आर अ प्योर डिवोटी सर You can't claim कि मैं एक बार नाम लूंगा सब खत्म हो जाएगा
प्रभु जी आप बोलते हैं ना व्हाट इज दैट मंत्र कुंडलिक ईशा अंतर बाह्य सिद्धि, व्हाट इज अ पर्टिकुलर मंत्र?
मंत्र भी हमको मालूम नहीं बराबर
से, मुझे नहीं पता अंतर बाह्य सिद्धि व्हाट इज नेम पंडरीक्षा।
अरे बाबा वो सब कुछ सही है, पर मैं क्या बोल रहा हूँ, डू नॉट बी टू कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट योर चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा। यू आर टू कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट दैट, देन यू विल बी टू कॉन्फिडेंट टू परफॉर्म सिंस ऑल्सो। क्या है इसमें, एक बार नाम लेगा तो सब खत्म होता है यार, क्या है इसमें? व्हाट इज सेवंथ ऑफेंस? टू कमिट सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज ऑन द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ द होली नेम ना। Our job is to preach, not to commit sinful activities. ऐसा नहीं हमारा जॉब कि आप करते रहो, कि मेरे पास नाम है ना, खाए निकाल दूंगा बाहर, साफ कर दूंगा सब। That is not our preaching. Our preaching is that stop sinning. When you stop sinning, that time only your sin will be nullified. What Jesus Christ said, you confess, I will nullify everything for you. Promise that you will not do again. That is the meaning of confession. So we chant one mantra, Om Pavitro Pavitro Va Sarva Vastam Gatopiya, we chant that, okay? But that is only when you are committed to not commit sinful activities again in life. Or that person who is not a devotee Brahmin, is a ritualistic Brahmin, he will keep meeting all sinful people as a business, keep taking Dakshina, and all the rather not Dakshina, he'll charge them. Dakshina is whatever you give, he takes. Charge means I tell, my charge is 1500 rupees. By the way, 1500 is too less a number nowadays. For Shraddha, for my uncle, I did 15,000 rupees I paid him. And they said he's the cheapest. They charge even up to 50,000 rupees for 1 week Shraddha Karma. Only shloka recitation, some things here and there. Same ghee he will recycle, same coins he will recycle, same everything he will recycle, the same thing, put it back in dabbi. And that is a permanent dabbi. He gives Dakshina to you, to give Dakshina to him, again put it back in dabbi and recycles it continuously. Hey, sir, I don't know how it is like, you know.
Guruji, the same context you told, I remember when Marathi Pravachan I heard from one saintly person, as you mentioned, it is not only one time. Because anybody takes the name, when you start chanting the name, that stage is going to come. So maybe after some few moments, that moment of chanting the pure name of the Lord will deliver you. So similarly, one very nice abhanga is there, Devachiya Dwari Upakshana Bari, Tene Mukti Chari Sadhiye.
Punyachi Ganana Kon Kari.
Punyachi Ganana. So, in that contest, one person asked the question, ki just by standing a moment in front of the Lord, will give me liberation. So that same
but what is the meaning of that Devachiya Dwari Upakshana Bari? What does that Shanabari mean? How? So in which way?
Exactly.
What is that being one moment in front of Lord means what? Offering your mind, body, soul, everything to Krishna lotus feet with full concentration, full surrender, gratitude.
There he writes in purpose.
Then it is possible.
What Nandev Maharaj is saying, ki when you start standing for a moment, that one moment will add to the another moment, will add to the another moment, and like that,
there will be chain of
that
moments.
That moment will cut golden moment when you will get nullified of all sinful activities and Lord will accept. So,
this is also perfect.
Exactly
perfect.
The meaning, whatever is told to you.
There is always, it's not verbatim. Yeah. There is a garbhit artha is there also. Lot of inner meaning is there. You can't go verbatim every time. So that one moment will begin your life of purity.
Exactly.
And make you completely pure in the end of your effort, you know.
That guarantee
is there. So anyway, point I was trying to make is, again, come back to the point. Let's not get diverted. Upakhyan, more upakhyan, more upakhyan. Point is that one person desired to relieve everybody of their sinful reactions, relieve everybody of their sufferings, and go back to Godhead. And Lord sanctioned that immediately. We are talking about causeless mercy. You brought a point of causeless mercy. So causeless mercy does exist, but in the life of a devotee mostly.
So can I move to the next session? Because now time is very less. And it is a sincere request.
Vasudev Datta.
Suppose this thing happens, then what about the God, what he has planned? How to end this?
God is autocrat. God has all the power to cancel all his plans whenever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. He has planned certain things to give reaction in a particular way, give lifetimes of lifetime for this particular soul. But suddenly somebody like Vasudev Datta comes in between and says, my Lord, I will suffer everything. Lord says, no, you don't have to suffer. For your word, I will relieve them. You don't suffer, please. You come with me. So what Lord cannot do? Lord is all powerful.
What I have to bad karma for next, what determine
If somebody desires for you and prays for you like that, who is a pure devotee like Vasudatta, it will happen. Again, I want to clarify that again and again. Do not misinterpret the Namabhas. Why am I clarifying that? Namabhas is a very high level stage. We are Nam Aparadhi stage now. We are chanting and committing aparadhas. So when we chant once, some reactions may go away. But you can't claim that everything will go away and nothing will grow back. After Namabhas stage of calling Ajamila, Ajamila never performed any sinful activity. And next time when he called the name of the Lord, only Vishnu's messengers came. Yamdutas did not come. First time they came. Got my point?
What Prabhuji is saying, regarding jokingly also we take the name.
We'll get the benefit.
In the purport, but
there's a difference between the benefit of a drunkard chanting holy name and a pure devotee chanting holy name. Is that true or not?
That is true.
But
the purport is that it has been mentioned that this is encourage us to take the holy name of the Lord.
That is there.
I mean,
correct.
Once you start even taking the holy name of the Lord, even if jokingly, one stage will come, when we
take it seriously.
Seriously.
Correct.
That is the Sukruti, yes.
So what when we chant in drunkard condition is Sukruti only. And when we chant in pure condition the same name, there is pure devotion. The difference between that. किसको क्या बताना है वो पॉइंट अलग है लोगों को एनकरेज करने के लिए वी कैन टेल एनीथिंग वी कैन इवन टेल लाइज आल्सो इफ ही इज गोइंग टू चैंट हरे कृष्णा प्रॉब्लम नहीं है उसका
लाइक कॉमन मैन यू नो लाइक डिस्कस लाइक अ कॉमन मैन द वे अर्जुन इज आस्किंग क्वेश्चन इज लाइक अ कॉमन मैन समटाइम्स द थिंग्स आर हैपनिंग सो दैट वी कैन गेट द बेनिफिट आई थिंक दैट ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट सुखदेव गोस्वामी डिस्कसिंग विद द प्योर डिवोटी परीक्षित महाराज. Why there is a need to discuss all this?
The discussions were also done for the 88,000 sadhus who were present over there. And it was explained that all the 88,000 were not pure devotees. Some of them were karmakandi, some of them were gyanis, some of them were yogis. And some of them were devotees, some of them were pure devotees. So all kind of cross-section of audience was there. So Shukdev was talking, Prabhuji. So, whatever statements he made, he was conscious of everybody in the audience. And some things were not told to Parikshit, some things were told for others' benefit. And for the future benefit also, for everybody else. Yeah? Because it is not pure Naam. It is Abhas. Pure Naam means love and bhakti. Prabhuji, I request you, please go away from talking. So, pure Naam means... Pure Naam means love and bhakti. Abhas means relief of sins, relief of sinful reactions, relief of tendency of performing sinful activity. This is Abhas. There are three levels. One is relief of sinful reactions. Second level is relief of sins itself. Sin nahi karenge. Third is relief of sinful tendency, sin karne ki pravruti. And the last is destruction of papa bij, the seed of performing pap. Namabhas means all these things. But Naam means, Suddhanam means what? Love and devotion. Is that clear?
Can you move to the next session because we are, the discussion is going on.
Mic though.
Shatna Siddhi, Ganpati, Gopur Ashtami, we are called Brahmana.
I have given you the principle, you decide. If somebody asks me कि मेरे घर पर श्राद्ध करना है प्रभु जी आप कर सकते हैं क्या तो आई से दैट आई विल कम एंड डू वैष्णव होम यू कॉल 13 ब्राह्मणस फीड देम प्रसाद ऑफ कृष्णा गिव देम दक्षिणा एंड वील ऑल प्रे फॉर योर फादर इज दैट ओके फॉर यू इज ओके देन आई गो बट बोलेंगे आप पिंड करते हो क्या आप ये करते हो क्या आप वो तर्पण करते हो क्या आई डोंट डू एनीथिंग जमता है तो बुलाओ तो मत बुलाओ. My faith is like this, that all these things are useless if there is no devotion in that. And what is the essence of Shraddha? To call devotees and feed them prasadam and please them and they pray for your departed soul. That is Shraddha. Ask them. I don't know. What should I answer for them?
Kamal Lachan Prabhuji told us in Bhakti Shastri class, in detail of this thing, the way you mentioned the main basic principle in that.
Is this.
That is the main basic
Everything principle. Else is decoration.
But unfortunately, you know, even amongst us, we don't know exactly the principle and we are just following the rituals.
Rituals.
But still he told, still we should chant the holy name of the Lord, come together and even if we do the kirtan together, that has a potential.
So what we get impressed with? ये पंडित केम कितना विधि किया उसने कितना मंत्र बोला कुछ समझा भी नहीं लेकिन कितना किया उसने बहुत अच्छा था बहुत एक्सपर्ट था वो दिस वॉट वी गेट इम्प्रेस विथ ना वट इज द मोटिवेशन वट इज द कॉन्शियसनेस वो खूब विल टेक दैट दैट सो आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट रिचुअल्स आर मेकिंग पिंडा यूजलेस हु इज द वन हु डज इट विद डिवोशन फाइंड आउट दैट पर्सन एंड डू इट डोंट हैव एनीबडी जस्ट डू दिस मच दैट इज इनफ हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 एवरीबडी इज नॉट सेइंग प्लीज से हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो आई थिंक वी कैन टेक ओनली 5 मिनट ब्रेक इफ एनीबडी वांट्स टू गो टू एंड कम बैक एक्चुअली वी वर प्लानिंग